Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is N7IVV, November 7, India, Victor, Victor. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, and it uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radios, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. A couple quick announcements. Tomorrow night is the monthly club meeting starting at 7:15. It will be virtual only, so jump on your WebEx. Come early so you can socialize a little bit with folks who are checked in. And also give you a few minutes to work out any bugs if you're having them with WebEx. Link is on the groups.io page. You all should have been emailed an invitation here in the last few days or week. And, of course, the link is also on the homepage. And anyone's welcome to join us in the meeting, member or not. So we hope to see you all there. Let's see. Also this weekend, well, there's a number of contests coming up this weekend, but I know one that's quite popular is the ARRL January VHF contest. Starts 1900 on the 15th and runs until 0400 Zulu on the 17th. So we'll see how that goes with everybody. I don't have any other announcements besides the usual call for people who are still trying to remember to pay their dues. We appreciate everybody who does, and of course, you know, let me rephrase that. To be a member in good status, you need to pay your dues every year. If you haven't done so now, you're late. So please jump on the website. There's a place you can do that through PayPal or other payment means online. Or you can always just send a check. Or if you're really desperate, if you run into one of us on the street, you can give us cash. But some other method is most likely preferred. Does anybody else have any announcements they would like to share with us that I've obviously overlooked? This is N7IBV. Go ahead. Okay. In that case, let's go ahead and get started with check-ins, and then we'll have a little discussion tonight. Any check-ins for the nice net? Call in 7IBV now.
KO4 LUA.
KS4 KU.
KS1 PQY. No comment.
KN4 SPL.
KF4 DEK.
WV7 RAV. No comment.
Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Zulu Hotel.
W8BT.
W4 JOT. No comment.
Okay, I've got Charles KO4 LUA and Kevin KX4 KU. And Sippy KS1PPY with no comment tonight besides hello. KM4SPL, Bob, KF4TEK, Mike, WB7RAB, maybe with no comments, you'll have to remind me, but with another comment if I'm wrong. KM4OZH, Gil, W8BT, Travis, and W4JOT, Jason, for saying hi, and thanks for stopping and good to hear from you. WB7RAV, was that a no comment from you tonight? Go ahead.
WB7RAV, correct, no comment.
Okay, in that case, hello, goodbye, have a good week. All right, any additional check-ins tonight, call me now, please. Okay, in that case, I'm going to surprise him. I'm going to call upon TAM4OZH tonight, Gil. And because I know you're looking forward to it, you're real active. Why don't you give us just a short synopsis review of your plans for this weekend? I mean, assuming you are doing the VHF contest. I know you enjoy doing it, and you're probably going out for a little rove. So why don't you take a few minutes, if you don't mind, and just kind of tell us about what you've got planned and what you're hoping to do and what equipment you use, et cetera. KM4OZH, N7IVV.
N7IVV. This is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Brad, and everyone on the net. Well, yeah, the ultimate plan was to rove this weekend, and I'm watching the weather, though, and my vehicle is not equipped for snow very well, but the intended hope is to operate in the VHF contest, which does go from 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon till 10:59 Sunday night, and goes all through the night, and I usually try to work all through the night, maybe get 2 hours of sleep, maybe, something like that, but that my plan. I usually end up, I work in the limited rover category, which is four bands, the lowest four bands, 6 meters, 2 meters, 1.25 centimeters, and then 70 centimeters, and both FM and sideband on each of those, whatever contact that I can make, and I usually start out at my farm on Saturday afternoon in Amosville, which is Grid Square Fox Bike 1-8, and usually in the evening, move up to Chester Gap, which is on a little bit south of Front Royal on Route 522, which is a high point there, and that's Grid Square FM 08, and usually stay there till 10 or 11 at night, and then the normal routine is to go to Pennsylvania then and work in a piece of FM 19 and FN. That's Fox Nancy 00 and Fox Nancy 10, and usually end up staying the night there. I have to watch out for the snow. Even when the weather is good here, on the mountain in Tower Road in Pennsylvania, it's quite often there's snow there when I get there in January. So that's it's an iffy situation right at this point. Then it's usually Sunday morning, 10 or so, I have to make a rove around there to hit several different grid squares. Route 522 it goes more or less north-south, right along the borderline between Fox Mike 1-8 and 0-8 and Fox Mike 1-9 and 0-9. And so that's why I hang quite close to Route 522 and on my whole road, and then usually come down.
X4KU, take it back up. Okay, looks like it came back. You timed it out, Gil.
I'm sorry, but I wasn't watching the clock. I'm usually not anywhere near that long-winded. KM4OZH.
Yeah, no problem. Now I forgot where you were. Coming down Fox Something Road, I think you said.
But was that coming down out of Pennsylvania on Route 522, going from Pennsylvania down to Louisa, which is FM 17 and 07? Was that included in there? But anyway, back to you, Brad.
Nope, sounds like that's the part you missed. Well, I'm just looking at the weather, and... yeah, it's we're supposed to get some weather. Of course, they keep changing the forecast, but as far as quantity of snow, but it doesn't look like it'll really get going until Sunday morning. So you ought to be able to get in half your part of your trip anyway. But anyway, great. I appreciate your comments there. Tell us real quick about equipment you got in your car for your VHF setup.
It's KM4OZH. Well, let's see here. I've got my main transceiver is a Yaesu FT-991A, which is the HF bands and 2 meters and 440, and I use that mainly for sideband, because my the normal radio in my car is a FT-779. 7900, And that's actually on FM. The receive is slightly better than the 991 is on FM. I have come to conclude that the specifications are better. Now, the 991 works sideband. Its sensitivity is better. But so that's why. So I use two radios there, and then for 220, I got a Chinese TYT. That's a complete system all in its on itself. So, and I got the 150 watt amplifier on 2 meters and 100 watt amplifier on 440. So, and then miscellaneous antennas on the car. And they were all homemade antennas, and now I have some commercial antennas, some Yagis on there. So, which it seemed to be better. My problem was always I was deaf. I could usually always, what is the term, alligator, big mouth, no ears. So I'm trying to improve my receive. And I'm going to go back to you. If you have any more questions, ask away, KM4OZH.
Okay, great, Gil. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We always get a kick out of seeing your car, even when it doesn't have its full load of antennas on it. But it's something of an inspiration to those of us that want to do a little bit more than the normal minimal mobile activities. So, well, I wish you luck, and I will do what I can to give you a few contacts down here. I doubt very much that I'll get out and about, but I will try to get on the air and play with that. And I can actually work all four of those bands. I got a 220 rigged last year, I guess, before the, what was it, September contest? Or was it, anyway, this is the first time I've done 220 in all my life. I've never had a 220 rig, and so this just recently is a new thing for me. So anyway, I'll probably get on there and help with that. All right, well, let's jump back up to the regular list then and go to KO4LUA and see what you're up to, Charles. This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
Yeah, N7IVV in the net. This is KO4LUA. Not really much, just working on my network and my radio. I had some trouble this week. Got it all tuned up, so it's running again. Anyways, not much comment, just the KM4OZH. Just good luck to you, and hope all goes well, and the weather's nice to you. That's about it, KO4LUA.
It's always good when you get your radio problems solved. It's frustrating when that happens. By the way, as a side note for anybody who may be listening and haven't checked in, or I think everybody who's checked in knows, but all the technicians can work this contest. You can work the all VHF and above, with your equipment and your license privileges, I mean. So it's a good opportunity if somebody wants to dabble and get on the air and work a few people on those things. X4KU, Kevin, how are you this evening? Go ahead.
N7IVV, X4KU in the net. Good evening, Brad. Thank you for doing the net this evening. I'm doing well. I've been learning the Loner FTTX 1200 that you let me borrow from a couple of months. So it's always interesting learning a new radio, kind of fun. One frustration that I figured out last night, you kind of go, duh. But, just a couple of comments on as for the VHF contest, I'm not going to be working in that this year, because I want to work the North American CWQ Safari this weekend, Saturday, actually. So that's what I'm going to be concentrating on. However, since both my station and my QTH is right along 522, I hope to catch Gil when he's coming down through Culpeper on that. And I think the amended forecast, at least from what I saw, now has the storm coming in later Sunday. But you know how these things are. It's only Wednesday, so who knows? But maybe Gil will get a lot more time in these things. But then again, I didn't look for forecast in Pennsylvania. Look forward to the meeting tomorrow night. We'll have an interesting presentation. I'll turn it back over to you, Brad. Thanks again. N7IVV KX4KU, back to me. Well, very good. I was thinking back in the day, 2 years ago, when I got that rig and my learning curve, and especially with my learning curve getting FT8 set up. And I sure appreciate the patience of people like Rich and, gosh, it seems to me it was more Mark, K4SO, that helped me a lot more than just huge. And I think a lot of it was just understanding what I was doing because I just didn't seem to be hearing the signals like I should have. And I can't remember now if it was filters set wrong or mainly just operator headspace, I'm sure. But anyway, yeah, learning curve on new radios and especially new modes of communications is always exciting. KN4SPL, Bob, share your activities and thoughts and philosophy of the world with us. N7IVV, go ahead.
N7IVV from KN4SPL in the net. Good evening, Brad. Hello, everybody. Let's see. I hope to work the contest at least a little bit this weekend. I should be able to use actually all four rigs in the shack with that extensive antenna farm I have on the side of the house and in the backyard. So I'll be able to use the FT-DX 3000 for 6 meters, and then I got the IC 9700, and that will catch, 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and 23 centimeters if anyone else has that capabilities. And then I got my my TYT 1.25 meters rig. So, and then I also got my FTM 7250. So I'll at least be able to listen to. So if I'm on 2 meters on the 9700, I can listen to 440 on the other rig. So I should be able to utilize all the rigs on the station. So I'm pretty excited about that. Besides that, that's about all I got for tonight. This is KN4SPL back to net.
Yeah, it's funny. You said all four rigs and everything, and I thought, wow, that's a lot of stuff. And then I looked at my desk, and actually, I've limited or removed one radio from service, and that's a 1200 I loaned to my Kevin. But that's just mostly because I combined my activities just on my IC9100, which is, for those of you that don't know, it's an all-band multi-mode and satellite-capable rig and whatnot. So I've got, 160 through 70 centimeters on that. But then I've also got my 2-meter, my UHF, DHF rig that I run separately. And I've got 220, and so it's like, okay, well, yeah, I've got a pile of radios here myself, too. It doesn't take a lot to suddenly find yourself with a whole pile of radios in your radio shack. So, plus another one that I don't even use these days, an old FT-8470 ASU. Still a really good rig. Anyway, enough about me. KF4TDK, Mike, good to hear from you tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Brad. Everybody on the net, thanks for doing the net, Brad. Everybody's doing all right. I'm doing okay. Don't have a lot of operating comments this evening. I did want to mention one thing that I ran across yesterday morning that I thought was interesting. I was chatting with Rich, K1HTV, about morning FT8 with Japan, looking for those JAs, and was looking at pskreporter.info. It has that lovely map that shows you who's here and who. And we were both on 40 meters, and it was very interesting because Rich's antenna is very different from my antenna. And the groups of stations that we could see were significantly different at that time. They're not quite so different at this very moment, but at that time, you can really see the difference between a beam at height and a low wire in terms of where we were hearing. And I thought that was pretty cool. So you can use pskreporter.info and compare it against other hams you know, far and wide, and see how different antennas and different setups behave. Other than that, just, you know, work and recovering from the holidays. So I hope everyone's doing all right, and looking forward to seeing some faces on the WebEx tomorrow evening at the club meeting, and looking forward to the presentation. So with that, I'll hand it back to you, KF4TK, back to Net.
Okay, sir. Always good to hear from you. And, something lost my list. We already heard from Gil, sorry. W8BT, Travis, what you up to and what's your plan for the weekend at 7IVB?
Hey, Brad, how's my signal right now? Is it okay?
Yeah, sounds perfect.
Okay, I don't think I've ever tried the HT right here in the house, but I guess it's a good magical spot. I'll try not to move. I'm going to probably do a little bit of a minimal effort here at the VHF contest. My biggest challenge is going to be getting antennas up in the air. And I believe the transverter box should be okay, so I'll try and get that hooked up and see what I can do. I'll be QRP off of all the transverters, though, I imagine. So I'll see what I can do and just try and hand out some points to people. No big major effort here on my point, but like I say, antennas are going to be my biggest challenge. But I'll see what I can do and see how many points I can hand out. That's about all I've got. This is W8BT back to net.
Okay, sir. Well, that should be a good weekend. All right, that's the end of the list of those people who wanted to have any comments tonight. So I'll open it again to either new check-ins that are waiting in the wings or rechecks. Go ahead and call now, please. Okay, well then, I guess Gil did such a good job on his description there that everybody is just speechless. So, all right, folks, well, I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up here tonight. Wish you all a happy evening. Again, this is N7IVV, and this has been the Farah Wednesday Night General Service Net, which, of course, happens every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And if anybody would like more information, please see our website at w4va.org. Or if you want to chat with us or, you know, tell us we did a horrible job, you can send us an email at farahnet@w4va.org. Stand by. Okay, this is N7IVV closing the Farahnet, returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.